Will we have to defend Earth? Lately, I have been hearing this question more often. It seems to be becoming an issue which more people are paying attention to. In Great Britain, they have a famous military unit called the SAS. SAS stands for Special Air Service. The story is they have taken 20 soldiers and formed a special elite unit. Why would they do this when the SAS is already said to be elite? It is being said they are being trained to fight alternative threats. What does this mean? This phrase is being interpreted as meaning extraterrestrials. That is not the end of the story. The unit is training inside the United States, which means we are also training for the same kind of combat. It just so happens recently we have formed a Space Force and a unit to investigate UFOs, which they now have named UAPs, which stand for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. It is also being said they are being trained with new non-lethal weapons like a foam which hardens on contact, binding the person or being, until taken out. What would this prove? To me, it would indicate we might be trying to capture an alien alive. We might be biting off more than we can chew if the intention would be for us to take on advanced aliens. It reminds me of a battle between humans and aliens which was said to take place in an underground base. Philip Schneider was an engineer who was heading a drilling operation which was drilling into the Earth. The year was 1979. Mr. Schneider was called over when the drill bit got stuck. He had himself lowered into the hole and there was a gray alien. This is the type traditionally described as being short, slim, with gray skin and big black eyes. Mr. Schneider shot the alien and a gun battle ensued. An alien weapon had blown off part of his hand and burned his left foot when a soldier got him to safety. Schneider was drilling to build a deep underground base under a government contract. 66 people lost their lives in that incident. Schneider had made many speeches about this, even though he was warned not to, until he was finally killed. The interesting part of all this is he had said we were constantly at war with small greys, large greys and reptilians. If you look at Schneider's videos and presentations, he certainly seems earnest. Here is the address for one, https://www.pinterest.com/pinslash47477789469995/. You can copy and paste this address into your browser's address area. Sorry, TruthFacts doesn't use active outside links. I have always thought it would be easy for an advanced race to conquer this planet because they could do it from space, so that is why these battles puzzle me. Surely an advanced race must have planet killers or could even use advanced germ warfare without setting foot on this planet. There could be other reasons they don't. Perhaps they are signatories to some treaties which prevent them from killing us all. Maybe this is a protected planet by some vast space organization. Whatever the reason, it seems while they are able to sneak down here, they are being constrained from big overt actions. The weapon Schneider says was used on him was some sort of powerful ray. It is important to know this was not the only alien-human conflict. Another conflict was said to have taken place in an underground base when humans and greys were cooperating. The humans were told they could not carry weapons. During a large meeting in an auditorium-like room, one alien saw one of the humans had a gun and instantly began shooting, killing what was said by some to be more than 100 people. Remember, the rest were unarmed, so it was a slaughter. Is there cooperation going on between countries which would make it easier to fight an alien threat? Most of us have heard about NATO. In case you haven't, it is an organization of many nations called the North American Treaty Organization. NATO is looking into creating a new space center at NATO's Air Command in Ramstein, Germany. While they are claiming the idea of the new command is to protect our satellites and navigation assets from enemy interference, they don't come out and say who the enemy might be. There are those who believe it is not the Chinese or Russians, but extraterrestrials. France has decided to strike out on its own without NATO. We have been hearing lately the contact clock is ticking. What does this mean exactly? Some people think it only means we are going to meet the first extraterrestrials, but this assumes we haven't already, which is contrary to what some military and contractors have said. There has also been testimony at the Disclosure Project by respected former military and some contractors affirming this was true, and they know this because they personally saw aliens. Even though this was in the press club in Washington, D.C., the mainstream press never reported it. Surprise, surprise. Some of the things these people testified to indicated there were places where we worked together with aliens. It seems we have made some kind of bargain with them. Again, I am talking about gray aliens. There is said to be other aliens which could also be working with us, but at least one race wouldn't be recognized as alien because they look like us, being tall and blonde. There are those who think we will never be able to protect ourselves from advanced alien races who are intent on enslaving us, or wiping us out. Others have said we have the means to protect ourselves and it comes from crashed UFOs. I have to take umbrage at that. Think about this: if you are part of an advanced space civilization and are coming to Earth, a planet where the people are known to be able to copy devices, would you risk sending your best devices here where something could go wrong and fall into the hands of humans? What we think of as advanced could be obsolete by alien terms. Some people believe we now have the ultimate weapon which could put fear into those alien hearts, if they have won. No, I am not talking about nuclear weapons, I am talking about time travel. There are those who are sure we have it. I am not one of them, however. If this was true, we could wipe out any beings just by going into their past after souping up the weapons in the past to destroy those first ships. The big problem is even today's weapons may not be able to do the job, but we just might have alien ones which would, because we are said to have alien allies.